ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, then there's Zadok's. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. What's up, boys?
Well, I finished, Dell mentioned a show the other day. I'm actually finished. I don't think Dell is. And I got to give him a lot of props for it. I plan on having Dell on my podcast with Eric Layden to talk TV and movies and stuff like that. Actually, Bun B and I talked for 2 hours and 40 minutes the other day. It was a phenomenal conversation. A lot of it had to do with his thoughts on police reform, what he's seen, what he's learned since he has been out doing this, some of the issues he sees with implementing police reform, the issues he had when someone held a gun to his wife. It was not a police officer. When a guy had, you probably remember that, John, somebody in-home invasion. And he told me the whole story. It was incredible. And that was for about an hour that we talked about all that stuff. For the next hour and 42 minutes, we talked about Tiger King, Three Identical Strangers, Robert Altman, 2001, A Space Odyssey, Guy Ritchie movies, casting. Like, Bun is a serious cinephile. I had no idea he was that deep into the movies.
What did you say?
Cinephile.
I don't like file.
I know. It's scary unless you expand your vocabulary and learn that it's not a bad thing. But no, I know that that's...
I don't want to be a golfophile.
It means you really like it.
No.
It means you really like it.
I don't want to be a pokerphile.
You are a golfophile.
No.
You're a swingophile.
No.
You're a puttophile.
I'm not a puttophile.
Puttophile.
No.
Yeah, I don't like that branding. Yeah. No. Hey, let's not do the putt-a-file.
Let's not do the file, period, okay?
But so Bun is a serious, serious movie. But Dell is the guy that I know who knows more about more shows. That I don't know anybody who knows more than he does. He's got pretty good taste in that. Not in most things, but in that, pretty good.
It's unnecessary, but
I couldn't just let you just get off scot-free. I had to throw something in there, throw a monkey wrench in the plan. But Dell told me about a show 000 on the air the other day. He said it. I think you may have been out, John. Were you on when he said it?
I think I was. I've heard you talking about it a few times now.
Well, so I've only talked about it twice. This is the third time. The first time Dell mentioned it, and I started watching it, and I'm already finished. I finished the season one, 8 episodes, and it is really, really good. It is an Italian director who also did a show called Gomorra.
Thank you.
I mean, there's lots of Italian. I don't want to give anything away. I'm just going to say I highly recommend it. If you like Narcos, it's got tremendous intensity. One of the best young actors I've seen is the. I wouldn't surprise me if he got nominated. I also didn't know this was at Cannes Film Festival or some type of film. Film Festival is where the whole thing was screened, but the Federale, the is it Quiñones or I can't, the Mexican who listens to, he goes to church and listens to a pastor in his ear when he's about to go on a little bit of a, when he's about to straighten things up with his piece. He's not a good guy. He is not a good guy. Yeah, when he's about to wreak havoc and cause mayhem. He is, I'm telling you, John, you'd like it. You would like it.
And what's it on?
It's on Amazon Prime, so you're going to have to.
You have two accounts.
I got two accounts. Yeah. I can
Oh, yeah, that. You can watch it on either account.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I will. I'm going to watch it.
No, Amazon Prime is, you can start watching it because I guarantee you, you'll fly through this thing.
So this is mafioso?
Oh, yeah. It's got crooked cops turned like, thugs for a cartel, but they don't like the cartel. And then it's got, because they were federales, it's got Italian old school, like a grandpa who's kind of got beef with his grandson in Calabria. And then you got a family, just some just normal, really kind of passive family in New Orleans who has some money, and they handle the shipping, the exporting. And so from New Orleans, from that port. And it's a young actor who I guess he was in a Spider, one of the Spider-Man movies.
I think so.
He's really, really good, and he's creepy looking. Like, his eyes, when you see him, it's like when you see, I don't want to say, kind of Steve Buscemi, Cillian Murphy, Paul Giamatti, not Paul Giamatti, but Giovanni Ribisi. You know, there's just something that looks very distinct and different. He's one of them. Like, he's kind of scary looking. He looks like he'd be on Peaky Blinders or something. Hmm. And same thing with his sister, who you'll like it. And then Gabriel Byrne is supposed to be, I guess, their dad. Yeah, it is their dad.
Yeah, he's their dad.
Gabriel Byrne is their dad, but...
Is Tillman Fertitta in it?
No, I didn't see. No, I don't know if someone was cast as, but no, I did not see. And nothing was based in Galveston.
Well, I don't understand why True Hoop.
So first of all, let me finish this. Hard recommend on 000. Very good. And there's some intense fight scenes, too. And I'm not even an action guy. Okay, get to this one. Because you remember when True Hoop used to be part of ESPN? Do you remember that, John? They kind of absorbed.
Right. That's right.
Henry Abbott was a writer for ESPN. They just absorbed True Hoop. True Hoop lived before ESPN, and at some point, same thing with Football Outsiders.
We had him on, didn't we?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had. He's the guy based in Portland. We had him on, you know, a decade ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. And for whatever reason, he put out the Fertitta family tree, which goes back to mafioso ties. And I don't know why he did that. What do you think was the... What was the reason behind that?
You know, I think nothing more. I mean, Henry Abbott's just kind of a normal. He's just a hardcore basketball fan. I don't know. I don't know if it has anything to do with the current movement. If he thinks he wants to get his shot off. If you look, there is. If you just type in Tillman Fertitta's name, and here's what you get. You got stuff from a month ago, something from 3 weeks ago. Houston restaurateur Tillman Fertitta supports extending enhanced unemployment benefits, which is a good thing for his employees. Well, especially here in Texas now, there's a big concern. All the Riel is down right now. They're testing, so they're shut down for at least the next 3 days. Pretty much a lot of the big restaurants in Montrose, Rosie Cannonball, a ton of stuff right now are closed there as it's kind of passing through the Montrose restaurant area. And then you get Clutch Points, which is, you know, it's just an off-brand fan-run site. That's the only one that has Tillman Fertitta's family has deep mob ties 14 hours ago. That's the only one that you find, at least in just a cursory, if you just type in Tillman Fertitta and hit news. And I thought it maybe would have been a bigger deal. I don't know that it's fair to be a bigger deal, to be honest with you, because let me just say this. You can't help whatever you're, unless it's directly a part of you right now. I know people will make arguments or whatever, but to be fair, and you can say what you want about Tillman Fertitta. Some of it may not be true. Some of it may be true, whatever the case may be. But in all these cases, your family tree is your family tree. You have no control. You don't pick who your parents are. You don't pick who any of that stuff is. It goes for everybody. So just because Tillman might have that in his background, that doesn't make him, you know, it doesn't mean he's clicked up right now. I want to just say that from the outset. Now, have people talked about it for a long time? Oh, this is the first time I've seen it written about. Have we talked about it? Yeah. Yeah, that's been in conversation in the Houston area for a long time.
Yeah, and I guess it's tied to Tillman. In 1976, Fertitta scraped together enough to buy a small casino off the strip with a partner, Carl Thomas. The casino became known as the Bingo Palace and later Palace Station. Both Thomas and Fertitta had other jobs as well. I guess that's the only. And then he bought a 3% stake in the Rockets in 1983 to 1986. But I don't know. I mean, it's the whole history of everything. Oh, this is about. I don't know, man. I just don't get it. Yeah, in 91, he married Paige. I don't get it. So he's from the Maceo family, and the Fertitta family. They got together, and back in the day, I mean, back in 100 years ago, they ran Galveston Island, or maybe it was 80 years ago, whatever. They ran Galveston Island, and they had mafia ties. So what? So yeah, I'm with you. That you can't pick your family. I mean, I would pick other people if I could pick other people to be in my family, but I can't. Right?
Oh, you would currently? Are you making that comment now?
Well, yeah, of course. Everybody would, wouldn't you? I mean, you pick other people and to be in your family.
Well,
I would pick
different first wives, but I mean, I'm fine with my family.
Well, here's the opening to this particular article. Maybe it spurred Henry Abbott to write it. Not too long ago, someone who works in the NBA wondered aloud to me, why did the NBA let a fourth generation member of a mafia family buy the Rockets? And then it goes on to. Not even really doesn't accuse Tillman of anything. It just says this is who he is and where he came from, and it just lists everything. A lot of like excerpts from Texas Monthly, who has written about the Fertitta family quite a bit. I don't know. Henry Abbott didn't say, well, Tillman's a bad guy. He just said this is his heritage. He did this family tree.
He did a family tree. Why did we let the son of a bootlegger be president of the United States? We did. Oh, well.
Barry Switzer?
John F. Kennedy.
Oh. Yeah. I thought we were doing the Barry Switzer thing again.
No, that's
bootlegger's
the son of a bootlegger,
boy.
Too. Bootlegger's boy, yeah. But he's the son of a bootlegger. But so
now, can I tell you the – now, this is kind of this is kind of interesting. Well, and it says in his tweet, it says, how much do you know – about the family history of Tillman Fertitta, governor of the Houston Rockets. And that's the name of his tweet. Yeah, and that's the name of his tweet. Now the tweet that he has right now, his most recent one was 2 hours ago, and it says, the history of the riot by the New Yorker, how the riot started. And it said, quote, white mob violence against black people in their homes and businesses was the far more common variety of race riot back in, and it's got a picture of what would appear to be the 50s. It's in black and white, but anyway, so I don't know. Maybe Henry's on a particular theme right now, potentially. Maybe there's a theme that he's following up on. I really don't know. For us, it was really more about... For us, it was about more the Rocket owner was somebody throwing something out here that was, has been discussed here locally. Maybe not with everybody. Maybe there's people who have never heard this before. I'm sure there's actually. Had you ever heard it before, Dell? The mob stuff at all, that the Fertitta family, if there's any of that?
No, I had heard it.
I know you had heard it, John. But
I don't think I've heard anything in depth, or I don't remember having conversations since I've worked in sports radio about Tillman's background at all.
It's not talked about, but I've had people talk about it, and he wasn't. I was told years ago when the Lorenzo and I think it was Frank, the two Fertitta brothers who owned the UFC, there were two Fertittas, they're his cousins, and I've heard, and I got to sit with Mario Williams. I got to go down for the GSP fight back in 2006, like ringside when the fight was here. Tillman invited us to go to watch ringside. So I got a chance to, talk to Mario Williams back then when he was after his rookie season. And he was ringside for Tillman was, but Tillman, what I heard was, and I had heard that from people in the UFC, was that they were not real close. The Fertittas, like they weren't really, even though he was cousins with them, I don't know. Their families weren't close, or he wasn't close.
No. Yeah, that was the side that was that I heard was really mobbed up. But yeah, that they weren't. There's two Fertittas that are that they're not at all tied together. They're not at all. And Tillman Tilm is on this side of it. And the Vegas Tilm, the Vegas Fertittas, whatever. But whatever. What I don't understand the reasoning for this. Who cares? Who cares what his family did back in the day? That has nothing to do with him now. I mean, maybe it helped get a start because they had some money, I guess. But, you know, our great president right now, he got a start with some money. Does anybody care?
Yes.
That, you know, that he is, you know, really, really rich and very successful and unifies the country? Well, no.
I feel like you've been on the unify the country tip for a bit. I'm not sure that's all that accurate, but yeah, people do actually care about the origins of his money, but we're never going to find out. But
we know he's always done a good deal. He's never done a bad deal. It's always.
Do you know some people? I just saw a tweet where somebody talked about Tilman Fertitta's about his low bid for the Rockets, and I do want to say it gets back to this. Back to our discussion of NBA team values, and this is the Forbes list of NBA team values. Who do you think is the number one most valuable team?
You know what we should do? We should answer that question
on the other side.
We'll take a break, but I'll tell you where the Rockets are. Lance. Some of these numbers are going to be a little bit surprising.
All right. But first, let's talk about – here's some surprising numbers. 84 months, 0%. What? That's a surprising number. Zero payments for 6 months. What? That's surprising. Nothing down. Zero down. Those are surprising numbers. Those are excellent numbers for you. Not so great for the car industry, but great for you. And here's the deal, is you can take advantage of all of those at Chastain Ford. ChastainFord.com. Go on the website right now and you can see for yourself. You can actually buy on the website. Or other places, they just won't let you buy on the website because they have to upsell you. They have to. And Chastain says, "Nah, you can buy online with us. That's not a problem. We don't care. You know what? We're not going to try to upsell you. We're going to get you in because one of the first things. Okay, so what do you need your payments to be at? Where do you need them to be? And now with 84 months, they're going to go low. They're going low. And here's the deal: is whatever that is. I mean, well, you got to get this and you got to get that. No. Get what you can and get what you can afford and get what you're comfortable with and get with a company that is going to make sure that you feel comfortable every step of the way. And oh, by the way, we'll service it. Every single vehicle that they sell, they service and they do an unbelievable job. They'll pick it up. They'll fix it, they'll sanitize it, and they'll bring it back to you. That's the kind of service you're going to get at Chastain Ford. On 610 Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown, two exits from 59, or ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I get goosebumps listening to that, Del. Thank you. Unfortunately, today is a sad, sad day. Bilbo Baggins died.
What music is this?
It's from The Shire.
It is?
The Lord of the Rings, yeah.
Wouldn't know.
Well, John would.
Didn't imprint. Yeah. I watched all of them, and that last one was so bad that I was like, I can't do this.
The Lord, oh, which really? One? You mean the Hobbit ones or the...
Well, no. No, okay, the one that lasted 5 hours.
You mean the Return of the King, the one that won an Oscar?
Yeah, oh, no, I won a bunch of stuff. It lasted about 5 hours.
Can you two shut up while this music is playing?
3 of the hours were a guy riding on a horse. Viggo Mortensen was riding on a horse with some girl with ears.
You don't feel like you need a nice pint and some kind of a bread... And a nice stroll in the Shire while listening to this? You don't feel like that?
I don't.
You don't? Wow.
I don't. A stroll in the Shire. Yeah, I mean, all of that sounds lovely. Do I have to do it with all those crazy LARPing nerds that you hang out with?
They're not LARPing. That's not LARPing. That's another. That's a stupid one. I look at this.
Well, they're your people.
Uh-huh.
Anybody who's LARPing is your people.
Why don't you get your lightsaber, okay, out?
I'm not a Star Wars guy either.
Okay.
That didn't hit with me
either. Ridiculous. This is just the greatest.
I messed with my wife
ever.
About Star Wars. The fact
How many Academy Awards did it win? All of them. Thank you. Good night. Yeah, your stupid Academy Awards that you love so much dominated.
We'll see how it does now. Try to run out some Shire business now. Movies don't exist anymore. Well, it's only streaming.
Lord of the Rings is going to be a TV show. Oh, yeah. Great. Amazon's going to have it.
We didn't see enough of it.
Well, apparently yeah, because not, because they're bringing it back on enough. Amazon.
There's not enough. Not enough. So, okay, finish up what you were talking about.
All right, so we kind of feel like Tillman went over the top with his bid, right? His purchase.
With 2.2, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what $2.2 billion, what it would put you in the NBA right now out of the 30 teams? Where would $2.2 billion put you if that were the value of the team?
If that were the actual value right now,
yeah,
probably put you about 18th or 19th?
No. It's not,
where?
No, it's, I know that was the setup, but no, 10th.
10th. Okay.
The Rockets right now, the Forbes list, and when did this come out? February 11th, before coronavirus
set in. What a
great
day. Perfect day.
Yeah. Is that your birthday?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. February 11th, your Houston Rockets were valued at $2.475 billion.
See?
More than Tillman even
making
paid for
money.
It.
Making
more than
money.
Tillman even paid for it.
Yeah.
Despite the now, you know, we don't know how this Forbes comes up with their mark, but this is this would be after all the Daryl Morey stuff and the Hong Kong stuff, and you know,
well,
China
it's only
canceling.
Worth what somebody will pay for it, and you know what, it is probably worth more than that if you want to know the truth. It's worth more than that.
I don't know that now would be that time.
Some billionaire owner wants to own the team.
I would have said maybe you were right March 1st. I don't think that's accurate right now. I think you have, it's almost like a stock where you're not looking to sell it now, but if you did, you would take a loss because clearly basketball is in a downturn financially, like every sport, like everything, like everything in the world, period.
Yeah.
Other than bicycle shops.
Yeah, but see, that's why you buy stock in American Airlines and United Airlines now and whatnot, because it's going to go up. And you know that it's the basketball that's going to come back. This, as soon as we have a vaccine, everything is going to be back. And you know what? You might be able to get it for get it for less. Or whoever has it right now says, hells no, I know it's coming back. We'll be fine. We're going to take our lumps right now, but we're going to be fine. Just like the airlines are, just like everybody else is. And we're going to get back to, there's going to be a new normal, but it'll be back to normal. And it'll be valued pretty heavily, pretty highly. By the way, we buried the lead. Mark Hubbard. Have you guys ever played golf with Mark Hubbard? No, I have. Mark Hubbard shot 7-under yesterday, 7-under 64 at the RBC Heritage. Did either of you two play with him?
Nobody knows Mark Hubbard.
Mark Hubbard is
a guy who was
on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Did you guys have him on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour? No, I did. Okay? And he's now leading at 7-under with Ian Poulter. Thank you. Good night.
You know, Hubbard on your show would be like me saying, hey, you know, I had Mary Tyndall on my podcast yesterday, and she's a great employee at Orange Theory. Did you have Mary Tyndall on my podcast? That's how people think of Mark Hubbard, anonymous person who happens to do something that no one cares that much about.
Really?
Yes.
Everyone cares about it. Have you seen?
I haven't seen it.
Mark Hubbard?
No, we haven't seen it.
Okay.
We haven't seen it.
Well, that's on you.
When you start with "have you seen," we're going to just say no. Just assume the no.
Okay. Just know. Okay. Mark Hubbard was rolling the rock yesterday.
You done with your? Are you done with your Mark Hubbard?
Yeah.
I'm going to get back to the NBA. Which team? Dale, I'll ask you. John, I want to ask you about the Mark Hubbard trivia.
That's not trivia. It's a fact.
Which
7-under?
Which NBA team do you think is worth the most on the Forbes list?
Is it the Lakers?
Two.
The Knicks can't be number one.
They are. I can't believe it. That's the obviously you go LA or New York.
No,
the Knicks are number one at 4.6 billion.
Yeah, because of New York. It's all because of New York.
I'm telling you, with I really think coronavirus is going to do. I mean, these numbers, like everything has to come down. Everything has to come down. These teams are not going to have this value if they can't play. Until they can sustain play for a full year with no issues, these values are not the same. And it doesn't matter because no one's going to look to buy and sell while it's low. But these values are irrelevant until there's a brand new set of values that are kind of a little bit nebulous that we don't know what they are. Because until you can play a sustained game of basketball with fans in the seats just like before, not a new normal,
whatever it looked like before, because those values are based on old normal. They're not based on new normal. You know what? Today, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Dr. Fauci on a mobile talking a little bit about what he came out with yesterday and just said, what? Oh, yeah, college and pro football, I can't see them going this year. I'm like, what?
Well, right.
Luckily for us.
Excuse me?
I don't feel like they're going to listen to Dr. Fauci.
Oh, no, they can't afford to.
I know Dr. Fauci isn't, from a medical perspective, doesn't see how it's going to be possible.
I've noticed that people will listen to Dr. Fauci when it suits their personal needs. Right. And I mean, this goes for everybody. Well, Fauci said, I don't give a bleep what Fauci said. And then like, but Fauci, and then like 3 days later say, well, Fauci said, did y'all hear Fauci? Are you not going to listen to the expert?
If Fauci's not effing up my bag, I'll listen to him.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly it. And you know what? We're right for that. That's the way it should be.
Following Fauci, and then they're like, oh, down with science.
And you see the guy who will not be named because we've banned baseball talk from the show. He used Dr. Fauci as a reason to reject the player proposal.
That's just like, let me pull this Fauci card out of my bag.
All right. We will not talk about baseball on the other side. We'll talk about Mark Hubbard on the other side right here on ESPN.
Who is that again?
97.5.
Sounds terrible. See y'all, on Monday.
We're talking about HRNP. That's right. I was with Kevin the other night, as a matter of fact, Kevin Robler, who is just he's actually a great ambassador. And he actually works there, and he does an unbelievable job. And I cannot more highly recommend all the people over there and what they do. I cannot more highly recommend them because how awesome they are at what they do. And here's the deal with these payroll companies. So you may feel, wait, your payroll is going to be a little bit more expensive than that payroll. I'm going to go with the cheaper payroll. Yeah, but then you got to take their benefits packages. You got to take their 401k packages. You got to take their insurance packages. And guess where they're just destroying you on all of those. At HRP, they don't sell those. What they do is they have a bunch of different vendors, and they will offer them, hey, does this one fit your plan? Does this fit your business? Does this fit your business model? All of those things. Well, which one do you want? And you do those. Because HRP is in the business of payroll and HR. That's what they do. And they're going to make sure that you, during these tough times, know everything that you have to do. And will do it for you. The Affordable Care Act, the PPP, the unemployment claims, everything. All of these things, they are doing them for you, as opposed to the other ones that are just trying to just get by as get through this as easily as they possibly can. Not at HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. If you're not totally satisfied with your payroll company, go with ours, HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.732 here on the bench. Lance Zierlein, Dell, probably John, maybe.
Well, I can hear the television on in the background. I just don't know where he is.
Going number two. It happens. That's my – I'm just making that guess. Baseball came out, and they're like, oh, about 70 games. And the commissioner said, what? We can't do that. So, same old baseball. And that's it. And the end. That's all on that. So, baseball ain't going to play this year. We also have a report that Albert Pujols is going to pay all the Angels Dominican staff members. They get paid. Other ones, well, good luck. But he is going to pay. The gesture will cover 5 months' salary for the employees, according to the report. It's $180,000 in salary loss by staff members of the team in the Dominican who were furloughed because of the coronavirus pandemic. So, okay, I got you. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure how I understand what it means. He's giving back to his team and his native Dominican Republic. The Angels announced last month they would furlough non-playing employees across nearly every department of the organization beginning in June. This is another kind of sad thing about the whole baseball thing is how many people, you know, baseball doesn't last forever from a seasonal standpoint, and how many people thought for sure, okay, well, we won't start on time, but we'll get back together. What will the season be? Will it be 100 games? Will it be, 82 will suck, but at least maybe we'll be able to do that. There was never any guarantee there were going to be fans in the seat, so I understand that there's a good chance a lot of those employees that I'm talking about wouldn't have gotten paid, but there are some who would have been paid, who would be considered, uniform people, who handle that, people who handle cleaning elements, there's people who would have been essential, who the Angels and Major League Baseball teams would have been paying, and now all of those people, their paychecks, that's not going to happen anytime soon. So they're going to be the common person who loses out because of this fight as well. So that's part of sports economy. Sports economy is massive. I know everyone will just say millionaires versus billionaires, and that's the talking point. But the reality is it's a separate economy that lives, that sustains a much, much larger group of people. I mean, we're inside this sports economy bubble. We are here at this radio station, every radio station, every newspaper that has a sports department, every TV station that has a sports department. And that includes a cameraman. That includes, a producer of radio show. It includes, obviously, hosts. That includes people who do concessions. That includes so much. This is why if sports don't go, it crumbles in an entire it crumbles an entire economic a separate economy that is out there, and that is an economy that is vast, extraordinarily vast. And so when football, we've heard the numbers. If football isn't played, for example, we've heard that over 14 million was already lost with baseball. It's going to end up being more, or 4 billion, I should say, not 14 million, 4 billion. It's going to end up being more. But if the NFL and college football were not played, like Fauci said, I don't know how they're going to do it. Because I think with reopenings, with protests, with everything that's happened, there has been a huge spike, obviously. And the question is, can we get it back down without doing shelter at home and the things that we did previously?
Well, right? In Florida, Orange County, we're one of the places where the spikes are the greatest. They're going to require you to wear a mask outside. So
Austin is saying in businesses you have to. This is going to be challenged by some people. This is going to be contentious, even though it really shouldn't be. I mean, is it uncomfortable at times, especially in the heat? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you know this, but John will attest to it. You wear a mask, you take away my freedom. So, yeah.
John will?
Yes, he will.
John, what
happened? Aubrey Huff told me that.
You
can't make me wear a mask. Okay? That's taking away my freedom.
Thank you.
I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not wearing a mask right now.
Do you think football fans, the only reason I say an SEC country, because you know how hardcore they are about football. It's the only reason I'm throwing them in the mix here. Do you think the SEC fans, the ones who are stridently anti-mask, which can prevent the inhaling or dispersing of the droplets, which is how coronavirus spreads, there's a barrier there, so it will slow, it'll diminish the effects of
spread.
Says
you, science boy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, science is saying that, but, he can't trust them. But because, science, why in the world? They clearly have agendas in science.
Well, yeah.
But why would you?
They're liberal.
Do you think if you told them, listen, you are not going to have SEC football if you don't do this, what percentage of people of strident non-mask wearing people, not people who stopped wearing them because things opened up or whatever, people who are fundamentally opposed to it because they believe it defeats their constitutional rights.
And it's a hoax.
Well, it's amendment number, I think it's, what is it?
It's amendment number 19.
Yeah. It's the mask
in honor of COVID.
It's the 19th Amendment. No, yeah. It's not.
No, in honor of COVID-19. It's yeah. Amendment 19.
Amendment 19.
I don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah. How many of the people who are, vehemently opposed, who are SEC football fans, would flip if they thought they could get SEC football back for sure?
Are they, I think they were. Oh, a good portion.
I think 40%.
I think 50, 60. Yeah. I think more. I think more would. Okay, if you wear a mask, you get SEC football. If you don't, you don't.
Well, the amount of pressure on people to wear masks then would be extraordinary.
And then the SEC football fans, when they see...
Get your mask on!
They'd be screaming
at them.
Yeah. So, I did not... Now, a lot of people are saying how idiotic it is, and are you kidding me? Hey, you snowflakes and all this stuff. But when I saw where Gator Bait started, I'm kind of with everybody on this one.
I don't
one.
Even know.
I'm with them on this one.
You don't know?
You haven't,
well,
you
I do.
Haven't
seen... I mean, I do as of yesterday. As of last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, as of yesterday. I didn't know either. And I was like, oh, here we go again. Here's another one. And then it was like, oh, my goodness. If that's what Gator Bait is, yes, never say Gator Bait again.
Oh, it's bad. Why don't you let people in on what Gator Bait is?
Gator Bait is they used to put little black babies in the swamp area, play by the water, so that the alligators would come up and then marksmen would shoot the alligators out of the water. And there are pictures of it. There are newspaper articles of it. There are cartoons of it. And it's like, are you kidding me? That was a real thing. That they would put little black babies, and the moms would get paid $2. $2 for their babies to sit near the swamp so that the gators would come up and they can shoot them. I'm like, Gator fan, get over it, okay? And if that's what Tiger Bait was too, then you know what? Then Tiger Bait's got to go too. But I don't know that it was. Now, have we seen any evidence
of
that?
Well, sit tight
for 1 week. It's kind of like a COVID quarantine. If you sit tight for a week, you may be good, John.
Well, tigers are from Asia. So unless at some point people decided to drop Asian babies in front of tigers to bring them out, I don't think it's going to be an issue for the Tigers of LSU. I don't think you have to worry about it.
Do you think Tiger Gator Bait chants will start up in the stadium?
Oof. I mean,
I do. I absolutely do.
I don't know how
do you think those people are going to give a rat's ass?
Well, the song prompts it. There's a Gator Bait song that prompts that chant.
Okay,
As long as Florida doesn't, and they've made it clear, they're not going to play that song. I forgot what it is. I've heard it so much as a college football fan. But if you don't play the song, then I don't know how it gets started. Because it's all about rhythm.
Gator Bait.
No, that's
dun, 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 dun.
That's an LSU
thing. No, that's,
oh, that's right.
LSU.
That's right, yeah. Sounds the same to me. Got to get rid of it.
Ba, da, da. Go, Tigers.
You going to keep saying your misogynistic lyrics and your between the third and fourth quarter at LSU?
Well, yeah.
Huh? You going to keep doing that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You are? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we're going to do that. That's what we're going to do.
Bleep that Tiger bleep. Okay.
Yes.
No, you can say suck that Tiger D if you want to let people know what they're actually saying.
You need to just dump yourself just
No, that's what they say. I'm not suggesting people should do that, but
I'm trying to keep people in the dark, like I'm not sure, cuz Lance used good judgment and was not inappropriate like Dell.
Well, you're an author of stolen valor,
I
can't trust you.
Tiger bleep.
Look, anything you say is invalid cuz of your stolen valor.
It's not stolen valor.
Yeah.
When I fall down and may have been chasing a perp.
You weren't chasing a perp.
Yeah, may have been chasing somebody who had just done a purse snatching.
Here's my favorite.
That's what they're saying happened. They say that.
Here's my favorite. Jason sent me my favorite sign out there at the protests. F racism and F three putts. Yep.
Someone had to get a golf reference in.
No, that was F. It F is racism the first one I've and seen. F three putts. Three putts should be abolished. Okay.
Oh, I agree with you on that one.
Well, right. That's a user error thing. It's not like the course is forcing you to do that. And this is the song. So as long as you don't play this song, I think maybe Gator Bait goes away. So that prompts those dumb Gator fans to do it. Oh. So I guess if you remove that song from the equation, maybe it doesn't happen.
Don't you think they'll just do the chomp with the Gator Bait chant anyway?
Yeah, yeah. I wonder how you enforce that. Do you throw people out if they do it? I don't know.
The whole stadium's doing it.
So yeah. I do think my guess is, and see, here's the thing that we have not talked about, and we'll do this on the other side. But even if you let 25% of the people into any given stadium, and once again, this is going to be state by state, and a lot of it will depend on if we're still spiking because we have so many people in Houston. For example, if we don't slow this down and curb it a little bit and tamp it down, the idea that, well, once summer comes, this is going to go away, there was never any science that said the thing was going to go away. It was that contact, you know, the contact stuff. You're less likely to get it from that. It's not going to vanish from the body. And so this spike could just be a continual spike because of how many people we have in the city of Houston if it just continues to pass at a reasonable rate and it's not cut off. You got to cut it off. Well, if that's the case, I mean, theoretically, you could have 25% of the people in any stands, especially people who have, I guess, had it before, even though that will be debated whether or not you can get a second time. You could potentially get 25% of the people in a stands for a sport, but will they? You know, will they? And then how would you determine that? Who gets in? Whose tickets?
People who pay, Lance.
Yeah, but there's going to be more than 25% of the people who are paying, though, John.
Welcome to the greedy football, NFL football. Welcome.
Oh, the Texans are taking all your money. I've heard from season ticket holders said, oh, no, they're taking my money right now.
Yeah.
No problem.
No, they're not taking mine. I can tell you that. At 745 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 748 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. The number to get in here.
So, serious question, follow this up. Mm-hmm. Let's tie this up. How would you decide? And once again, as I mentioned, Texans fans are telling me I got to see if the Astros have sent their money back because as of I guess a couple weeks ago, I know Rick Drenner from Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC, who I speak for, the group that bought their season tickets, they have like a group of three or four of them. They hadn't gotten their money back, and they were like, "Hey, we got kind of a check is in the mail situation going here.
Give me my money."
I know. Get my money back. And then the Texans right now, I think it's very disingenuous to be taking season ticket money. But I guess you have to do it. You know that it's not going to be full. You know the stadium's not going to be full. Right now, 50% seems like a pipe dream based on where we are right now. But, you know, who knows? Maybe not. Maybe 25%. But let's say they do go. Let's say they say 25%. We've had spikes. We're going to handle this more carefully. I would say probably checking the fever and a mask will be mandatory. At one point, I didn't think so, but now I will say it probably is. If you want to be part of a football environment and a crowd, especially at 50% or 30% or 40%, but let's say it's 25%. How do you decide the 25%? Who gets to go?
I don't care. Just decide it.
Well, but that's a real, like, we didn't care about baseball, but baseball can't get started because these things matter. Figuring out the money and figuring out the logistics matter. It can shut entire things down. I mean, it's shutting down baseball.
Yeah. Well, no, baseball's shutting itself down.
Because you got to let all people have a chance. You can't just say, okay, whatever the most expensive ticket holders, they're the only ones who get in a park. That's not really going to sit well with people.
No. So baseball, the players are unbelievable. first of all, they got the 60-game proposal, right? Or they came to terms, apparently. Dude came to terms. Tony Clark came to terms. Okay, 60 games, prorated salary. Everybody gets their prorated salary. Okay, no, we're not going to sue each other. Okay, playoffs, 16-team playoff. Okay, okay, all good. Players, nah, we ain't doing that. They want 70 games. They want a minimum pool for playoff shares in 2020 based on rounds played. $50 million if full playoff is staged. 50-50 split of incremental TV revenue. Opt-outs, full service and salary for players who are high risk or and those who live with high risk individuals. I don't know. I guess if you have a problem with your immune system, they just pay them. Just pay them. And they're not going to play, but just pay them. $50 million to be transferred from joint funds to the commissioner's discretionary fund. I mean, all of these demands, when they just know, it seems to me they just don't want to play. This is pretty much on the players now, because they're getting their prorated salary. They're going to play 60. They said, we'll play 60 games, and you get your prorated salary.
You think these are intentional poison pills they're inserting?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do. I think they're just like, you know what?
I question how much either one of the – I mean, I do think that teams want to get that $1.1 billion TV deal for the TV contract for the playoffs. But I question whether either side wants to do much of anything.
I know.
It'll be another professional sports. I mean, right now, the way it stands, provided Kyrie Irving is not able to smash, and basketball's got too much money, basketball will happen because – they're not letting their money get affected, because this has long-term ramifications on their collective bargaining agreement if they don't play. So we're going to see.
Basketball got most of theirs in already, though. So I mean,
no,
it's
but
a,
it has to
totally
do with if you don't finish the season, the owners can opt out into a new CBA. That's a major, major deal. That's long-term money that will get messed with. So that's why they're going to finish the season, is they don't want to trigger that potential opt-out. And if there's a belief that the players aren't trying to play, then there is a belief that the owners will say, okay, we love you, but we're gonna have to opt out of this and get a new CBA because our financial reality is much, much different. And that's fair. It's fair to assume that they might do that. But basketball, I do think will go. It will be the first U.S. sport to go, a team sport to go, will be basketball, not baseball, which I guess it could have been either one. There was no reason that baseball should have been the first one to go. I don't know why we were working under the assumption, and maybe we weren't even working under that assumption, that baseball would be ahead of basketball. I thought it might run concurrently. But we will have had, if you go middle of March to April, I was telling my wife this, to April, to May, to June, to July, we will have had 140 days since our last team sporting event. In the U.S., I don't think I'm missing anything. Am I MLS? Or...
Well, the women's league would have you know that they're
women's
coming back.
What, soccer or basketball?
Soccer.
Okay.
They're coming back, I think, in a week or so? In the NWSL, I think.
Are they?
I believe so.
We'll see if it stays.
John, I get your joke in about are they coming back or
what?
Are they? I felt it coming.
Are they? I didn't know about this. I'm asking a question.
I felt it around the corner. Don't worry. I've worked with you long enough. But I believe they're coming back before anyone, which is what they wanted everyone to know when people were talking about all the sports coming back. But to your point, yeah, it'll be 100-plus days no matter what. As far as teams or team sports coming back in this country. And that's all time baseball had to negotiate something. And by the way, Rob Manfred, in his response, the back and forth between Clark and Manfred's just awesome. This is Tony Clark. In my discussions with Rob in Arizona, we explored a potential pro-rated framework. And I made clear repeatedly in that meeting and after it that there were a number of significant issues with what we proposed, in particular the number of games. It is unequivocally false to suggest that any tentative agreement or other agreement was reached in that meeting. In fact, in conversations within the last 24 hours, Rob invited a counterproposal for more games that he would take back to the owners. We submitted that proposal today. Rob Manfred said, I told him 70 games was impossible given the calendar and the public health situation, and he went ahead and made the proposal anyway.
So why are they coming with this bull bleep? See, that's your boy Rob Manfred trying to look out for a...
No, that's what I'm saying. The players, he told, we can't do 70 games, okay? So Tony Clark goes back, and the players say, we want 70 games. They don't want to play. They want to get their $1 billion and not play baseball this year. They want to file a grievance, and now this hurts their grievance, though, that the Major League Baseball did not negotiate fairly. This absolutely hurts that case because, no, we got a deal. We can't play 70 games. We can play 60 games. Well, no, we could play 70 games. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yeah, and Maffrick continues to reference Fauci about how Fauci says the other sports have to be in quarantine. The other sports are in quarantine, NBA and NHL. And our guys want nothing to do with the number two. Fauci says we shouldn't be playing in October, and the proposal contemplates lengthening the season. We told them we're not playing doubleheaders. Our public health guys tell us you should not put people together for that number of hours in the day. It's not safe, but they just keep ignoring those stinks. That's all from Manfred in his response to the 70-game proposal. So he is leaning on the health issues, and I don't know how you fight that if you're the players. If health experts are telling you you shouldn't be playing until October and you shouldn't be playing doubleheaders, and if that's part of your proposal.
Well, but there's a chance college football and NFL are going to ignore those same recommendations.
That's true, but Manfred said we're not those sports. We're going
to – like John said, this at this point, you know, you said, all right, tell us when and where. We'll play. Well, tell them then.
Let's tell them then.
Tell
just
them
go.
Then.
Just tell them, okay, when
tell
and where,
them,
here's
just
what
get
we're doing.
50, 48, I don't care. Just get something in. We'll just kind of – it'll be an amusement. It won't really be a season. We'll just be like, oh, that's cool. Oh, what's going on? Oh, if your team is good, you can really pay attention. If not, just like I said, stream 000. That's a good show. I got to finish Normal People Now with subtitles on because
Dark
impossible.
Season 3 is coming out on Netflix. I'll way more into that than this baseball fight.
Well, that's you also.
No, you don't know anything about that show. You took my advice from 000,
yeah.
And now you're taking shots at my next suggestion.
Oh, that was the one, but that's
you're
DC
Fauci.
Comics.
You're
that's
his,
a DC
you're,
comic
you're
show.
His Fauci.
No, Dark that's isn't right. a DC comic show. I am Fauci for you.
Dark was one of the ones that went crazy on like a trending. Everyone was talking about it one day.
Season 3 is coming out on June 27th in about a week or so. Yeah.
You know what else is coming out?
Black Mirror.
Testosterone.
Oh. They are out. They're back. Men's T Clinic. Good to have them back because for those people out there who have been using Men's T Clinic, they can attest to this. The difference between now and the pre-shutdown and the pre-quarantine and pre-coronavirus is tremendous. And you saw a difference before you went and got tested. You got tested, you found out you were low. They custom tailored a treatment for you. You saw results, including lean muscle mass, better libido, better energy levels. I mean, it's a huge boost in your quality of life. And then once you had to get off of it because they had to close down a while as a non-essential business, you found out, oh, wait a minute, they're actually essential. Really, to be honest with you, Men's T Clinic, the testosterone treatments are covered by most insurance companies. Now, you know, to what level that you have to find out with your insurance company, but they'll work directly with them so that you don't have to do anything. They get on the phone and work and find out what's going to go on. You just go into one of their five locations, Pasadena, Pearland, The Heights, Cypress Spring, whatever, either any of those five locations, they'll give you a test, they'll have results for you within minutes, and you can find out whether or not you qualify for testosterone treatment to get back to being the real you when you're in your 20s and your 30s. MensTClinic.com. Find out all you need to about testosterone treatments and the company at MensTClinic.com.